Our scripture text is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, beginning with verse 14 through 20. When the hour came, Christ took his place at the table, and the apostles with him. He said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves, for I tell you that from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." Then he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And saying, he did the same with the cup after supper, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood." Let us pray. O God, you have taught us to keep all your commandments by loving you and our neighbor. Grant us the grace of your Holy Spirit that we may be devoted to you with our whole heart and united to one another with pure affection through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." It is not uncommon to wake up with the anticipated struggles of the day pressing on our minds. Sometimes a sense of the Lord's presence needs to be rekindled, just as the glowing embers in a fireplace require stirring up in order to spark a new flame. The result is that both yesterday's embers and today's kindling come to a blaze. What rekindles our spirit? Well, an important avenue is the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, of which we shall partake momentarily. It awakens the soul to God's presence. So often the church ignores what God has provided to share with us. Many people of faith are searching for some outward medium for tranquility and overlook a most important one. We can find it this morning not just in the hymns and sermon, but through the sacrament of Holy Communion. For Presbyterians, there is a middle-of-the-road approach to it. Of course, we know the position of the Roman Catholic Church is called transubstantiation concerning the bread and wine. The elements are thought to be changed literally into the body and blood of Jesus Christ. On the opposite end, others view it as a mere symbol, as championed by the 16th century theologian Zwingli. He taught that the sacrament was a memorial to Christ's death and contained nothing spiritual in it. I call it, tongue-in-cheek, the eunuch theological view of the Lord's Supper. It doesn't seem to have any factors of grace in it. And on the other end, I look at the Anglican Episcopal Church view. Once I was in seminary and I wrote a paper on the Lord's Supper, and I labeled, ironically, the Anglican Episcopal view as Eucharistic agnosticism. What that means is the Episcopalians aren't for sure if Christ is present or not in this sacrament, but they still believe it is an efficacy for grace. The position of the Reformed faith articulates its theology from John Calvin. There is the real spiritual presence of Christ found in the elements, but nothing magical. The minister doesn't say abracadabra and it transforms itself. No, that's not the way it happens. The Lord's Supper is still a means of grace to nourish the believer through faith. Since Christ, his glorified body, is seated at the right hand of God, and he has sent the Holy Spirit, thus the divine and human body of Jesus Christ is represented by the Lord's presence at the table. Therefore, the sense in which the bread is the body and the wine is the blood must be spiritual. This is basically Calvin's view. We believe and confess that Jesus Christ did ordain and establish the Lord's Supper to nourish and strengthen those who have been regenerated and incorporated into the family of God, which is the church. Christ proclaimed the bread as a sacrament of his body and wine as a sacrament of his blood. We eat and drink with our mouths, by which our souls are spiritually nourished. Jesus Christ is symbolized by those elements of bread and wine, though its mystery surpasses our understanding on the powerful workings of the Holy Spirit. In the meantime, the issue is not what we receive by mouth, but by the Holy Spirit through faith. Remember, the feast is a spiritual banquet at which Christ shares all his blessings, such as the nourishing, strengthening, and renewing of our souls. Christ told his disciples to partake of this meal and do so in remembrance of him. The Lord's Supper may be best explained of Christ's broken body on the cross and the blood shed as he offered himself up as the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. We believe that communion is not a right but a privilege, and that is a R-I-G-H-T right. So in preparing to receive Jesus Christ in this sacrament, we must seek reconciliation with God and our neighbors. When we attain forgiveness, there is restoration and an invitation to Christ's table. Some people figure they're too unworthy to participate and refuse partaking of the bread and cup. Now, I want to speak truthfully here. None of us are worthy. However, if we love Jesus Christ, we are considered eligible. Jesus Christ invites and authorizes us to come to the table, and we should never forget it. Incidentally, in this passage I read in the Gospel of St. Luke, it is the only one of the four Gospels which begins the Lord's Supper with the cup or the chalice at the beginning, then goes to the bread, and then back to the cup and chalice. I don't know too many churches who celebrate the Lord's Supper. If not, I don't know of any in that manner, but it was included in the Gospel of Luke. So I think it's a unique rendering, or let's say interpretation, of the writer of this gospel. In a book called Our Parables, there is an event that first commenced in August 1900 when more than 250 hobos, tramps, and freeloaders came by train to a little northwest Iowa town called Britt for their first annual National Hobo Convention. They ate free food, drank free beer, and stayed in free accommodations, played games, wrote up a political platform, and nominated a candidate for the 1900 presidential election. The tradition continues in Britt, Iowa to this day. The people there have been inviting these derelicts of society to Britt each year, not because they deserve it, nor ask for it, but it is free without charge. They get this special treatment because of being hobos, nothing more. For a brief time, they are loved for whom they are, fellow human beings who celebrate their humanity and its worthiness for one brief week. Christ says, "Come and dine, all is ready." Participate not because it is deserved or accomplished through our own merits, but because it is a gift of God. Just imagine that and just think about that. It is something that God has given to us as a gift, a grace gift. Yes, like it or not, we come to this supper as did the hobos who traveled to Britt, Iowa. we gladly join this grace banquet to celebrate God's love for us. This invitation by God to be present at the table is not because of our importance. There's no social ranking or privilege in connection, as I said. You don't have to do seniority in the church to have the longest membership or whatever. That's nothing in regard to the Lord's Supper. We are all equal in the eyes of God. But it is all due to the great love which God has for us. This invitation by God to be present at the table again is not because of our importance. It is as forgiven people, not as perfect people. None of us are perfect. Now, some people think they are our closest thing to it, but we are not perfect. We celebrate the Lord's Supper again because God's love for us. Christ's love and forgiveness is present here at this table. It is plainly spoken in the words of institution by Christ. This is my body. This is my blood given to us. This bread and cup is a nonverbal sign and a reminder of God's great love found in Jesus Christ. So, this day, let us be people who are celebrating the grace of God through the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Need restoration? Need reconciliation? Need nurturing and spiritual nourishment? Come to the table. This is what it is for. It is to give us a renewal, a sense of renewal to our souls, that we may continue and go forward in our faith journey. And this is the time to do it. So let us be people who are celebrating this wonderful sacrament today. You know, after all, the sacrament is an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace. Let us cherish it. Let us love it. Let us be proud in the sense that God created it through Jesus Christ for us to celebrate until Christ's return. That is something that we can all think about as we take it in just a few moments. Shall we pray? Oh, gracious God, thank you for the Lord's Supper. It is a never-ending sacrament. It is to give us strength spiritually as we seek to serve you as your servants. Help us, O God, and give us the guidance that we need to be a good servant of you. Look after us every day, every minute, every moment that we live. Look after us, O Lord, that we may do what is the right thing to do. This we pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. Now let us join together and affirm our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ this day through the Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. God bless you this Sunday and throughout the week. Amen.